This is a Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Tainis, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call us at 1-888-DAFYOMI.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Marin HaRav HaGoyin, Rav Moshe ben HaRav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
This tape is in Masechta Tainis, but before we begin that, we need to complete the last blot from Masechta Rosh Hashanah, beginning on Daf Lamed Hei. If for Musafin, a person says Ubisairascha Kasuv Lamor, without saying the actual Psukim, he's Yaitza. This is how Rashi explains it. Others say that this kula applies to Malchias, Zechranis, and Shaifras as well. The Gemara says all year, the Shatz can only be Maitzi someone who isn't a Baki, but he cannot be Maitzi someone who is just Stam, a regular person. Rabbi Eliezer says that a person should be Mesader his thoughts before he begins the Shmoneh Esrei, but the Rama adds that he does not have to do this if he is davening from a sitter. Rabbi Gamliel was mesaken that a shatz can pater people who aren't even in shul because of einus, but he cannot be mitzi people or pater people who are standing in shul. And finally, the mesachta ends by saying that anyone who is behind the kohanim during the duchening do not get the benefit from birchas kohanim. In other words, a person has to stand in front of the kohanim, which is why in shul we always move in front of the kohanim when we do duchening. Hadron Allah Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to begin Masechta's Tainis, and as background to this Masechta, we know there's a special mitzvah saseh to be mispal, and to blow the chatzaitzrus whenever a major tzara befalls a tzibor. As we see from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perak Yud, Al hatzar hatzairer eschem v'hari oisem v'chatzaitzrus. The purpose of these tzaras, many times, is to signal Klal Yisrael they are doing something wrong. So if they don't do tshuva, Hashem will bring more tzaras, as we see from Vayikra Chaf Vav. V'halachtem imi bekeri, v'halachti gamani imachem v'chamas keri. However, the Rabbanan were geyser that in order to do tshuva during these times of tzara, Klal Yisrael should fast and be mispal on special days, typically following the cycle of Bahab, three fasts, Monday, Thursday, and again on Monday. This Masechta deals with Tanesim, fast days, which were kept when these tzaras befalling the klal, when there were tzaras befalling the klal, and when no rain fell during the winter season. On the note of rain, the Masechta begins with the halachas of mentioning rain in our tefillas. And with this, let us begin Me'emasai Maskiran Gvurais Geshamim from Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, from when do we mention Gvurais Geshamim, Mashiv Haruach Umar Agasha? Rabbi Eliezer says we begin mentioning it on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua says we begin mentioning it on the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres. Since as we learn from the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chof Ches, it's a simen klola if it rains on Sukkot. So why should we ask for it at the beginning of Sukkot? We rather wait to the end. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shatz who davens Mutzaf in Shmon Esrei on Shmini Atzeres is the first to mention Mashi Paruach, not the Yachid who davens Shachris. And the Gemara says, in Brachas we learn that we mention for the powers of rain in Tchias HaMesim, the beginning of Shmon Esrei, but we ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim, the Sein Talamater, and we also say Havdalah in Chaynin Hadas. So in other words, there's a difference between when we mention the powers of rain, that's the beginning of Shmon Esrei, but we ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim. The Pasuk says in Kriya Shema, Ula Avdai B'chol Avavchem. This tells us that we're supposed to pray to Hashem. Right after that, it says, V'nasati mitar artzachem. So we see that tefillah and rain are connected, teaching us that we should mention geshamim in our tefillahs. And the Gemara says there are three keys that are in the hands of Hashem and are not entrusted to any shliach. Number one, the key of rain. Number two, the key of childbirth. And number three, the key of tchias hameisim. Some add a fourth thing, the key of parnasa. Just like the lulav and esrog need water to grow and are taken in the morning, so too the world needs rain, and we begin mentioning this in the morning. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, we begin it on the first day of Sukkot, just like we take the lulav on first day of Sukkot, we're maskirin kishamim on the first day of Sukkot. But Rabbi Yeshua has an issue with this. It's a simon klala if it rains into our sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer answers that on day one of Sukkot, we're not asking for it. We're just saying shvach to Hashem for rain. We don't begin actually asking for it till December when we say v'sein telemutter. It's interesting to note that the Yerushalmi says we begin in Musaf versus Shachris on Shmini Atzeres, since it's a requirement that the Shamas is Machris, the fact that we're beginning Mashiv Haruach Amorid Agasha. And in Shachris, you're not allowed to be Mafsik Bein Geula L'Tfila, therefore he cannot be Machris, therefore instead we push it off till Musaf, where he is able to be Machris before Musaf. LaHalacha, we begin Mashiv Haruach Amorid Agasha on Shmini Atzeres in Musaf, and we end with Shachris on the first day of Pesach. The Midik Svarit is that in Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, both the Kohal and the Chazan begin in Musaf. Before the silent Shmon Esrei, the Shamas gives a clap, and everyone begins it at that time. In Nusach Ashkenaz, regarding Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGashem, on Shmini Atzeres it's the same. But on Pesach, since Ashkenaz says nothing in the summer, versus Svarit, who says Moed HaTal, so in the silent Shmon Esrei and Musaf, they still say Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGashem, but it's the Chazan who begins to delete it. Daf Gimel. Rain in the summer is also a simen klala. And we say that there's a machlekes how many days were benisach hamayim, either 1, 2, 6, 7, or 8 days. We know halacha l'maisha miSinai, the mitzvah of taking the arava around the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, was along with the nisach hamayim. Today we do hoshanas, which are a zecher to this particular mitzvah of taking the arava around the mizbeach. Tana. Betal uveruchais loichaivu chachamim lahaskir, v'imbala haskir maskir. There is a chiyuv to mention rain in our tefillos, but saying tal is optional. This may explain the difference between Nusach Svarad and Nusach Ashkenaz in the summer, that only Nusach Svarad says Morid Hartal, but Nusach Ashkenaz says nothing. The reason this is optional is since Hashem never withholds tal from the world, versus rain, which he sometimes does withhold. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, until he received his smicha, he was called just ben Becerra, by his father's name. The Gemara says, just like it is impossible for the world to survive without winds, it's impossible to survive without Klal Yisrael. Rav Chanina says that if in the summer a person says just mashiv haruach, he does not need to read davin, since wind is never withheld. But if a person says merid hagashem, then we're machzirin, I say. We are machzir him, we make him go back and say it again, because it's a simon klola if it rains in the summer. If in the winter he forgot geshem, we're also machzir, and I say. And the Gemara says that there are different types of rains, heavy versus light, for example, which are good for different types of crops. Snow on mountains is as beneficial as 5 rains in a valley. Daf Dalet. A young Talmud Chacham, a tzurvei merabanan, is similar to a seed beneath the earth. It starts small and keeps on growing. If you see a young Talmud Chacham getting excited, then it's the Torah in him that makes him fiery. In other words, we have to be danhim lekavschus. Although a Talmud Chacham must be tough, but he should deal with people with gentleness. 3 people made improper requests to Hashem, requests that were shaloi kahagin. Eliezer Eved Avram, regarding the wife for Yitzchak, Shaul ben Kish, and Yiftach Hayilodi. Hashem answered the first two. He gave Eliezer Rivka, and he brought David to marry Shaul's daughter, but for Yiftach he didn't answer with a favorable response. Rav Chisda says, even though we stop mentioning rain the first day of Pesach, we keep asking for it until the end of Pesach, as well as the Saint Talamater. Rabbi Yechanan says, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that we begin mentioning Mashi Paruach for rain on Shmini Atzeres, but we begin asking for rain, in other words, the Saint Talamater on Zayin Cheshvan. But both Mashiv HaRuach and V'sein Talamater end on the first day of Pesach. In general, we wait until Zayin Cheshvan to begin saying V'sein Talamater in Eretz Yisrael, since we worry for the safety of those returning from the Alil Regel after Yontif, those who return from the Beis HaMikdash back to their original homes. Dafei, the Mishnah. Until when will we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda says, until Pesach is over, and Rav Meir says, until the whole month of Nisan passes. And the Gemara says, in the days of Yoel HaNavi, a miracle happened, and the whole year's worth of crop grew in just 11 days via the rains that began on Hay Nisan. As we see from David HaMelech, Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiktzeru, with tears they planted, but in happiness they harvested. Hashem told Klal Yisrael that he's also in Galus, and he won't enter Yerushalayim Shel Mala until Klal Yisrael comes back to Yerushalayim Shel Mata. The Averis of Avodah Zarah carries a double dimension of bad. Number one, it's an abandonment of Hashem, and number two, it's like going to bad wells. Shmuel HaNavi was Nifter when he was only a young 52 years old, but he looked very old. He was compared to Moshe and Aaron, and he was able to extend the life of Shaul HaMelech. A person should not talk while he's eating, since it's a sakana. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu lo yimes, just as his children will always live, he will always live. In other words, his kids were all tzaddikim. And finally, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak gave Rabbi Nachman a bracha that all of the trees planted from you should be just like you, full of Torah, Aisher, and Banu. Dafav. V'nasati mitar artzachem b'yitayra el malkesh. If you keep the mitzvahs, you will get Yoreh u'malkesh in the proper time. According to Rabbi Meir, the first rains in Cheshvan are on day 3, 7, and 17 of the month. Rabbi Yehuda says, day 7, 17, and 23 of the month. Rabbi Yaisi says, which is how we paskin, day 17, 23, and 30. 30 meaning Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And the Yechidim don't begin fasting until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Rabbi Yerishayna, comes without rain. People besides Aniyim are allowed to take olives, leket shikcha upeya, from when the second rains come, and the Aniyim have already passed through. The Gemara says everyone is allowed to go through another person's field as a shortcut until the second rain, until the Revia Shania. What is the Lashon Revia that we've encountered here regarding rain? The Gemara answers that it's that impregnates the earth, so it will give forth plants. If a lot of rain comes in Cheshvan and Kislev, it's not good to have more rain in Teves. And finally, the Gemara says, Me'emasai mevarchin ala gishamim, mishiyatza chasan likros kala. When you've had enough rain, you make a special bracha in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz Laretz. Daf Zayin. Rabbi Avohu said, the day of rain is greater than that of Tchias HaMesim, since rain helps both the Rishayim and the Tzadikim, while Tchias HaMesim helps only the Tzadikim. Rabbi Yosef says that they're both equal. Rabbi Yehuda says that the day of rain is equal to the day of Matan Torah. And Rava says it's greater than the day of Matan Torah. And the pshat is that rain is based on Bitachon, like the words of Torah. Kol Isaac Batara Lishma, Tairasa Naasalah, Kesam Chayim. The Kol She'ena Naasalah, Kesam Mavas. The person who doesn't, it becomes like a Sam Mavas. This doesn't mean Stam Shalai Lishma, but only if a person learns to be cynical and to shlug up Taira, as Taisva says, that's when it becomes a Sam Mavas. But Stam, if a person doesn't learn Taira Lishma, it's not a Sam Mavas. It may not be a Sam Chayim, but it's not a Sam Mavas. And the Gemara says, just like if you take two knives and rub them together, they sharpen each other. So too do two Talmidei Chachamim in learning together bechavrusa sharpen each other. And the same that why you need logs and fire to create a big fire. In other words, it's better to learn bechavrusa than just be a chidus. Just like you need logs and fire to create a fire, and one alone is not enough. The same thing is true with two people learning individually. It's better if they learn together. Many times, one learns more from his Talmidim than his Rabbeim, since Talmidim ask good questions. And the Gemara says that Torah is compared to water, since it leaves high places to go to lower places. So too, Torah only survives with people who are humble. And Torah is compared to Mayim, Yayin, and Cholov, which can only be stored in barrels, not in expensive vessels, i.e. gold and silver vessels, where it cannot survive. Same is true with Torah. Torah only lives with humble people. Also, just like these three liquids get spoiled, Behesach Hadas, if you don't watch them, something can get in and spoil it. So too, Torah, if you don't chazer it, you can forget it. In other words, as we say, Divrei Torah, Ein Mishtakrin Ela Behesek Hadas. The words of Torah are forgotten only through inattention. And as we know from the Gemara in Chagiga Daftes, that a person who repeated his learning 100 times is not to be compared with a person who repeated his learning 101 times. In other words, Chazara is very important. Withholding of rain happens at a time that Hashem wants to destruct the world due to Avodah Zarah and Averis. And Reb Shimon ben Pazi says, speaking Lashon Hara brings droughts. Others say Azuz Panim, brazenness, prostitution, causes droughts. Others say that not learning enough Torah, laziness, also causes droughts. Anyone who has Azuz Panim, brazenness, it's mutter to call him a Rasha and even to hate him. To get back rain after Hashem withholds the rain, the best way to get it back is to be marba b'tefillah. And finally, the Gemara says one must organize his Mishnayos and learn them well to create a foundation for delving into the Gemara. And we know that some of the Tanayim and Amoraim used to review Mishnayos 40 times before they learned on further and before they darshened it. Tafchas. A Rebbe must smile on his Talmud so he'll have a taiva to learn more. And the Gemara says, if Yechidim are mispal for rain and it doesn't come, they should go to the Chassid Hadar and be mispal together with him. Rava says, two Talmidei Chachamim in one city that don't get along in Halacha have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath upon them. Reish Lakish says that at the end of days, the animals will come to the Nachash and each will have something to say to the Nachash. The lion and the wolf will say, you know, we kill, but we have the benefit of eating the victim's flesh. But what about you, the Nachash? You just inject venom. What hanah do you get by just injecting the venom? You don't even get to eat the animals. So the Nachash answered, ask the Baal Lashon Hara what hanah he gets when he speaks Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that a person's tefillah is only accepted if his nefesh is carried in his hands. In other words, he has kavana. He has kavana. Ein tefilase shel adam nishmas, elaim kein mesim nafshay b'chapoy. The Gemara says rain comes in the schus of honest people. And Omar Rabbi Yechanan, kol hamatzdik es atzmai lemata, matzdikin oisei hadin milamala. If a person does good down here, Hashem takes care of him up there to ensure that he remains pure. Omar Rival, kol sameach bi surin shabayin alav, maybe Yeshua li'olam. And the Gemara says, "Ein habracha mitzuya lebedaber hashakol, lebedaber hamodud, lebedaber hamonei, lebedaber hasame mina ayin." Bracha is only found on hidden things, not on things that are obvious. In the days of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, there was no food, and there was a plague. So he said they should be mispal for the food first, since you can't be mispal for two tzaras at once. In the days of Rabbi Zera, there was a decree of Shmad, so it was hard to even fast if they had wanted to. And the Gemara says, if rain falls on Erev Shabbos, it's not good, since it keeps people from shopping and preparing for Shabbos. If the sun shines on Shabbos, then it's a gift for the poor, because they can relax on that day. Rabbi Yitzchak says, a day of rain is a big bracha, since even the money in your pocket increases. In other words, when there's buying power in the world, it's better for everyone. When one begins to measure maisris, he says a tefillah to Hashem to ask for a bracha, but he must ask for the bracha before he measures it. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Ki Yom Kibbutz Golias. And when it rains, even the armies stop fighting. And finally, the Gemara says that rains are held back if people make big tzedakah pledges in public, i.e. to show off, and then they do not fulfill these pledges. Daftes. The Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yudalad, says, Aser ta'aser. Aser b'shvil shetisasher. A person needs to take off 1/10 of his grains, and if he does, he will get rich. Tosfos says that that the mitzvah of Maaser isn't only for grains, but also Maaser Kesafim, that each person should give 1/10 of his income to tzedakah. Hashem will reward you in the future, as we learn from the Pasuk in Malachi, Perak Gimel, Hari Kaisi Lecham Bracha Ad Belidai. You'll have so much, you'll, until the point that you say, okay, it's enough already. The Gemara says, Klal Yisrael had three great leaders, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and three great gifts were given via them. Be'er, Onan, and Mun. When Miriam died, there was no more Be'er Mayim. This happened on Yud Nisan. When Aaron died, the Anane HaKavod left us. This was on Rosh Chodesh Av. And when Moshe died, they all vanished. This was on Zion Adar. Parnasa only comes in the S'chus of the Rabbim. Gemara says that Hashem creates special private clouds to feed each tzaddik's crops. Eating too many dates are like knives into the stomach, and one can get diarrhea from that. Rabbi Eliezer says that all rain originates in the ocean, and the salt evaporates once it gets up into the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua says rainwater originates from the Mayim HaElyonim, from the heaven. And finally, the Gemara says the day of rain is like the day that the world was created. Daf Yud. Eretz Yisrael has 4 milos over the rest of the world. Number one, it was created first, so it's the Iker, and Chutz La'aretz is the Tafel. Number two, Eretz Yisrael gets rain from Hashem himself, versus in Chutz La'aretz where a Shliach brings the rain. Number three, Eretz Yisrael gets the Iker rain, and the leftover goes to Chutz La'aretz. And finally, Eretz Yisrael gets rain first, then the rest of the world gets rain. Dark clouds have more water in them than light clouds, and Gan Eden receives its rain before the rest of the world. The Gemara says that Mitzrayim is 400 parsois by 400 parsois large, and that's 1/60th the size of Cush, and Cush is 1/60th the size of the rest of the world, the Mishnah. The third day of Cheshvan, Rav Meir says, we begin saying V'sein Talamata. Rabbi Gamliel says, we begin saying it on the seventh day of Cheshvan, 15 days after Sukkot, so that the last person should be able to get home before the first rain begins. This is referring to the people who went to be Aliyah L'Regel. And we say, Kedei Sheyagia Achron Shebi Yisrael L'Nahar Pras. So the last person should be able to get back to where he lived. And the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Amar Rebbe Elozer, Halacha K'Rabban Gamliel. We say that we begin saying with Saint Halamatar on the seventh day of Cheshvan. However, this is only true for Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, we begin saying the Saint Halamatar 60 days after the beginning of Tkufas Tishrei. This is the Shitas Chananya. Rav says we begin saying it on the 60th day, and Shmuel says we begin saying it on the 61st day, and this is how we paskin. The explanation to this is very simple. Our solar year of 365 days has 4 Tkufas. The Tkufas Tishrei, in other words, the autumnal equinox, begins on September 21st. But in Halacha, it begins on October 7th. So 60 days after October 7th is December 5th. We begin with Marav the night before, which is the Marav on the night of December 4th. However, in the winter which precedes a secular leap year, we begin in Marav of December 5th, one day later. This, for example, was the case this year. We had an extra day on February 29th, which was February 29th, 1992. So we began the same Talamatar on December 5th at night, one day later than we normally do, which is December 4th at night. If you take a look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he cites the dates of December 3rd in a regular year and December 4th in a leap year, which is a day earlier than we do it today. The reason behind this is based on a rule about secular leap years that very few people know. It's common knowledge that every 4 years, we add an extra day to February. Like in 1988, in 1992, we add February 29th. However, in 3 out of every 4 century years, we skip a leap year. So for example, in 1892 was a leap year, 1896 was a leap year, but in 1900 there was not a leap year. So in 1700 there was no leap year, in 1800 there was no leap year, and in 1900 there was no leap year. Since in the year 1900 we skipped a leap year, that moved the cycle up from the December 3rd, 4th dates that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentions to the December 4th, 5th date that we practice today. Incidentally, there's nothing to worry about for the upcoming 21st century. As we said, only 3 out of 4 century years we skip leap years, but in the year 2000, we will add an extra day in February, so that's not going to change the days of the Saint Talamata. What if one forgets to say the Saint Talamata? If he remembers in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, then he should say it then. If he's concluded the bracha, then he should say it in Shema Kaleinu. But if he completed Shmona Esrei, and then he remembered, then he has to go and repeat Shmona Esrei. What if one is misupik if he said V'sein Talamatar or not? Then it depends. If it was within the first 30 days that we began saying V'sein Talamatar, in other words, sometime in December before January 7th, then he must go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. Since at this point, he wasn't used to saying V'sein Talamatar yet, so Mistama, if he doesn't remember saying it, he probably didn't say it. However, if it's after 30 days already, and he is likely to be more used to saying V'sein Talamata because he's already been saying it for 30 days. In that case, he probably did say V'sein Talamata if he's not sure, and he does not have to go back and say it again. To get around this issue, we can invoke the Eitzah of the Chayyadam. This is simply to say the words, V'yes kol mineis v'asal teveh V'sein Talamata levrocha al pnei ha'adama, 90 times to yourself. On the date where we begin saying V'sein Talamata, if you say it 90 times quickly to yourself, over a 15-20 minute period, then it's considered like you're used to it already. And number one, given that you're already used to it, the odds are you're not going to forget to say v'sei until a mutter. But number two, if you're misupik, if you forgot it, then you don't have to go back. Because we say, if you've said it already 90 times, it's as if you're used to it. And shkura b'ficha. Then you would not have to go back and say it again. The Mishnah. If the first rains in Eretz Yisrael have not come by Yud Zayin Cheshvan, this is according to Reb Meir, then the Yechidim start to fast Bahab. They fast the 3 days, and they fast during the day only. If Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and there's still no rain, then the Bezdin is Geizer Tanesim for the entire Tzibur. And this is again Bahab, 3 days, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and you only have to fast during the days, not at night. The Gemara says these Yechidim that we're referring to, when we say that the Yechidim begin to fast Bahab, are referring to the Talmidei Chachamim. And the Gemara says you never begin Tanesim on Thursday, but you always begin it Monday. That's Bahab. Monday, Thursday, and then Monday. But you never start Thursday, Monday, Thursday, since the merchants will end up raising prices. Why is this so? Because Thursday night, there'll be a run on all the stores, because people will have to go buy not only for Shabbos, but will have to buy to break their Tanesim as well. Because we didn't want them to raise their prices, we were misakin that we always begin the fast days on Monday. Tainis Yechidim will not be Deicha Rosh Chodesh or special days. The Gemara says that a person is considered a Talmid Chacham if you can go and ask him in any Masechta, and he can answer it. If someone began a Tainis for a Chayla or a Tzara, and the person got better, then he has to begin the Tainis anyways. And he has to complete the Tainis anyways. Once he's began it, he has to complete it. A traveler from a city that they don't fast, and he goes to a city that they do fast, then he has to fast, so as not to cause machlaikas. Vice versa, he also has to fast, because that's his minhag. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Shemahalchin Baderach, Ve'ein Beineihem Divrei Torah, Ru'uyin Lisaraf. Any two Talmidei Chachamim that are going on the road, and do not speak Torah, then they're Ru'uyin for punishment. But this is only true in the case of Chazara, but they're really not supposed to learn Iyun when they're on their way, because Iyun is very complicated. And it's better not to do that when people are traveling, because they need to watch the road. And the Gemara relates a story regarding Elisha, that Elisha was saved from being burnt. Why? By the fact that he was discussing Torah with Eliyahu on the way. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecharyna Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, said he was Madayak from this Gemara, that his savior wasn't the Torah that he was learning, but rather the communication and the discussion of Torah between him and Eliyahu. He's Madayak this because the Gemara says, the Ein Beinehem Divrei Torah. So the key to it is not that it's Torah, but it's the fact that it's Beinehem, that they were discussing it. This, of course, is the merit for people learning together and sharing Torah with one another. Large steps, the Gemara says, Psiya Gasa, take a person's 1/500th of a person's vision away from him. This is, of course, only an Eitzah, but it's not a Halacha. However, on Shabbos, it's better for a person not to take large steps unless he's running on his way to Shul. The Gemara says that a person should go out of the city when it is still light outside, and not go out when it's dark, and he should also come in when it's still light, because otherwise it could potentially be a sakana if he travels at night. And finally, the Gemara says a person shouldn't eat a lot before traveling, since the rocky trip going along the road will make digestion hard on him. Daf Yud Aleph. Whoever suffers along with a tzibur in Tanesim will be saved from a misa mishuna. If a person is parish min a tzibur, and he does not suffer with the tzibur, then he won't benefit from the nechama of the tzibur. Through the Milchemes Amalek, Moshe sat on a stone, but he did not sit on a pillow. This was to participate in the tsar that all of Klal Yisrael was having. So too, a regular person should not live in too much comfort, even in privacy, if everyone else is suffering. There are two malachim who always accompany a person, and they come to testify in Shemayim. One of the malachim is good, and one of the malachim is bad. Kimalachov Yitzaveloch. Kelamuna v'ein ovel, the pasuk, which we say by an ovel, just like Hashem punishes a Rasha in Eilam Haba, Hashem punishes a tzaddik in this world for even a small avera. So we'll have a clean slate when he gets to Eilam Haba. This explains why we see tzaddik v'raulei, sometimes that there are bad things that happen to tzaddikim. Shmuel says that a person who stam fasts for no reason is called a chayta, since he doesn't enjoy what Hashem gave him in this world. He's fasting. He doesn't enjoy the food. Rebbe Lozer says that he's considered a kadosh, and Reish Lakish says that he's considered a chassid. Amar Reb Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Ein tainis tzibur b'vovel, ela tishabov bilvad. Besides Yom Kippur, the only tainis that you must begin the night before, and not in the morning, and the only tainis that you have to refrain from an ilas hasandel, is tishabov. All the other tainisim begin by day, and you do not have to refrain from all the special inuyim. And finally, Rav Huna asks, is there such a thing as a tainus shos? In other words, can a person get credit for fasting a partial day tainus, although he wouldn't say anenu? Or is there no such a thing as a tainus shos, and you either have to fast a whole day, or you get no credit for the fast day at all? The Hilchasam we paskin that there is such a thing as a tainus shos, that a person can fast a part of a day, a person will get credit for this part of a day, and if a person does this, he is allowed to say anenu.